Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say? Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful oafs.
Welcome noisy, crazy, to Stereos Kills a Kid, lazy, loafers, the Kids Advice podcast hosted by broken people. I'm your host, Stereos Kokonos. With me is Sarantia.
Hey there.
This is episode 5, I think. Sarantia, I feel like we've helped some kids. What do you think?
I believe we have too.
Okay. I can't name any of them.
No, me neither, because they have stupid names like Fart Face and Goth Muffin.
There's a kid that wrote a question today named P. Gay.
I met that kid.
I did too. Oh my God. I didn't put that together till just now. We met him. We had a listener meetup in Morristown, New Jersey. He's like 15, and he's like, I want to go to the meetup. So I asked my mom to drive me, and his mom called the bar and was like, I'm bringing my kid. Don't make problems. And they were like, yes, ma'am. And so we're in this bar with this 15-year-old kid all doing shots and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man. I got so high in the bathroom.
You guys smoked in the bathroom?
Yeah. She had one of those vape pens or something. Dude, I don't know what kind of spicy weed was in there, but it was spice-roo. And by that, I mean I was blazed out of my mind.
The pens, I don't fuck with the pen. There's something about the pen. Okay, so many times a drug dealer has been like, would you like to buy a weed pen? And I'm just like, I know, it's all... Because all I would do is like, I would go to the movie theater all day and just hit that pen. Those things, like, they have a cartridge that has like 180 hits of weed in it. And it's like, just two of them, like, really screws me up. Because the thing about like a pipe or a bong or a joint or whatever is it's like, well, you can't smoke that everywhere. So you kind of have to like get high and then go do your business. But with those pens, you can just be high all the time.
You can be high in public, which is dangerous.
That's the thing, because it's like, I'm just an e-cigarette boy. This is not, because it doesn't smell like weed.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm relatively new to degeneracy, so this is all. I don't have anything to add here, because you're right, you gotta take your paraphernalia, you can't just light up a bowl in the middle of the road.
If I bought you, would you want a pen? Like, I could buy you a pen. You want a pen?
Absolutely, I would want a pen.
Really?
Because I can use drugs responsibly, unlike other people in this room.
No, I definitely can't. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna text my dealer right now and be like, you up?
Not today. I don't need a pen today.
Okay, well then I won't get you one.
Well, I would love one for my birthday. How about that?
Okay, I already bought you 2 birthday presents.
Okay.
Look, I'm not actually... I just wanted to brag about the presents I got you. I'm not actually...
They were great presents.
I'm not...
Kylie Jenner lip kits. I love them.
I got... Kylie Jenner lip kits were on sale. So I sent her some money and I was like, buy as many lip kits as you can get with this money.
Oh, and I did, buddy.
Can you tell us the flavors or color? Because they all have dumb names.
Oh, dude, I don't remember. It's like Party Girl, Leo, Kylie's Sweet Pucker. Oh, wait, no. I told myself I wasn't going to swear this episode. I swear way too much on these podcasts.
I don't know why you've got it in your head.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to say this once, and then it's going to be out just because I have to use it as a example. I was listening to the last episode of, I don't remember, I think it was the Stereos Kills a Kid, and it was just like a torrent of fuck, 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 fuck. It's not very classy. It's not who I am. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm
baby, angry. Classiness comes from within. Like, you can't fake class. I bet the Kennedys swore all the goddamn time, but they were classy.
But did they get high in the bathroom in a bar in New Jersey?
You know they did. You know the Kennedys were like, meh, pass me that big old blunt. I'm gonna cheat on my wife.
Are the Kennedys British?
Why does everybody say all my impressions sound British?
What?
I remember this one time I was on a TV show. I got cast on a TV show. I was also working on the show as an editor, so like they just needed an extra actor, and they were like, do a southern accent, and I was on stage, and I was dressed up like a hillbilly, and I started to do a southern accent, and everybody just kept going, is that British? Why are you doing it British? Are you doing it British as a joke? And I got so in my head that they cut the part. And I was like live there on stage, and I was looking at the teleprompter, and all of a sudden they deleted all my lines. Like, I literally deleted my lines from the teleprompter.
That's so embarrassing. When I worked at Whack Donald's, unnamed fast food restaurant, Whack Donald, we used to do this thing where we would pretend to do accents through the drive-thru. I wonder if I could still do any accents.
That's hot. Can you do a Scottish accent?
I actually know a girl who's dating a Scottish guy. And the key to speak in Scottish is you got...
No, can't, not at all.
It was good until you lost your confidence.
My accent's slipping.
My accent. The key to a Scottish accent is just to remove the middle of erd.
Like, I love Scottish slang.
Such as?
The way that Scottish people speak to me, a lot of people really don't like it. I think it's very, very funny and charming.
Okay.
Because Scottish people have a very distinct way of not just speaking, but also typing on Twitter. If you could find some Scottish users on Twitter, I highly
recommend. There's a Reddit called, like, Scottish people tweets.
Yeah, it's very similar to Jamaican in that it's technically English,
yeah,
but in the absolute loosest sense of the word, like, not a, like, I'm no a fucking, like, they type, like, they talk, I'm no a fucking, why am I, me mom come in my bathroom and tell me I'm using too much toilet paper, oh, mom, I'm no a fucking skag, I'll leave my asshole caked in shite. To save you 50 pence on toilet paper.
You came up with that so fast that has to be a real Scottish tweet.
It is.
Oh my god. All right. Well, listen. PG sent us a letter. That adorable kid. A lot of people sent us some letters. Let's get to it. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right. First letter. Let's start with PG's. Me and my dad were going to watch Goodfellas, but he had bought the DVD about 10 years earlier from a thrift store, and it only contained half the movie. How do I track down the people who sold my dad this shitty disc? Advice much appreciated. P-Gay, 15 years old, and adorable. When we saw him, that kid was so cute.
He also has a very cool mom, so you're already ahead in life. Dude, that just brought me back to a horrible memory. Like, you ever have somebody tell you something or you smell something and it just brings you back to a memory?
Yes, every time I drink vodka.
Throwback. Callback. Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Callback. Good one.
Thanks.
When I was a child, my favorite thing to do on the weekends was go yard sailing with my parents. And at one point, we went to a yard sale and they were selling VHS tapes because... That was the year it was.
Yes.
Nobody was really selling DVDs because they were in pretty high demand.
Yeah.
But VHS tapes, you could get dime a dozen.
Yeah.
So we showed up at a yard sale and they had the holy grail of VHS tapes, which is Pokemon. They had episodes of Pokemon and like every tape would come with 4 episodes of Pokemon on it. We used to, and we were like, heck yes, we hit the jackpot here because you used to go to my second favorite thing to do as a child was go to Blockbuster Video and pick out a movie.
Yeah.
And our parents would let us get snackers from the dollar store that was next to the Blockbuster Video. And it was just a banging ass... I mean, it was a very exciting Friday or Saturday night in the early 2000s. Anyways, we picked up these VHS tapes, not thinking, bought them, brought them home. They were not Pokemon. They were all the Parent Trap. We bought 4 copies of The Parent Trap. I cried.
As you should. As you should.
I was like 6 years old.
Who? Look, it'd be one thing if you bought them from a Blockbuster Video. So this means a household had multiple copies of The Parent Trap. So this household must have had like 20 copies of The Parent Trap
if you bought 4 of them. It was actually terrifying. It makes me think that whoever was living there was some kind of pedophile.
Oh,
and was very much into Lindsay Lohan as a child.
Oh.
Multiple Lindsay Lohans.
Yes.
And had a fantasy of, and I have thought about this a lot. I imagine this some man sitting in his basement with like 7 TVs stacked one on top of each other, all playing The Parent Trap.
So we could have 14 Lohans.
Violently masturbate.
Yeah, there's... You know, people always use the phrase of violently masturbating to 14 Lindsay Lohans. Nobody ever says, like, joyfully masturbating. You know what I mean? It's like a fun time.
How would you describe your masturbation? I would say violent. It was pretty accurate.
Wait, you're saying you violently masturbate? Really?
Yes.
Okay. I try to take my body on a I try to take a sensual tour, an erotic tour of my body.
Strong disagree, because I see it as a pain in the butt.
Yeah, girls are so you guys are so weird about it. You're just like, oh, I gotta get this over with.
Yeah, because it takes me 30 seconds.
Yeah, good for you.
Oh, fine, all right, whatever.
Yeah, it's awesome. Glad. It takes me a long time, long time. Sometimes I can't get home. Sometimes I get lost on the way home.
That's really depressing.
And I just gotta go back to work, if you know what I mean.
That's really sad. How do you get anything done?
Sometimes the plane just circles and it never lands.
How do you get anything done?
You gotta have a little folder. You gotta have a little doc on your phone with links to, like, some guaranteed hits.
Oh, yeah, I got that. I got that.
Wait, really? You do?
Yeah, it's all to, not videos, but written. That's what I'm into.
Yeah, you're into the stories.
Yeah, I've said this before. I don't mind saying this. I'm a very open person.
Clearly you don't. That's why you looked left and then right and then said it.
I didn't say do that.
Yes, you did.
I've been staring you straight in your... I was about to say something, Grace.
Yeah, I can tell you were, you little drunkard.
I'm not drunk. I'm just thinking about what I'm saying
You were literally about to say that.
Well, a little more clever than that.
Okay, you know what? I give you a racism pass. What were you going to say?
That doesn't work.
Whatever you were going to say was clearly going to be racist about me, so I'm giving you a pass.
Nope, moving on. Not saying it.
All right, Sriracha. All right, so how do we help PK? Because, look, this is a problem. A long ass time ago, this shit did happen. I remember when I would buy DVDs for long movies, it would have two of them. Like, it would be a gatefold. They're going to be like one on the left and one on the right. You know?
Titanic did that.
Yeah. Titanic did that. The Godfather Part 2 is like a 3.5-hour fucking movie. Especially if you're going to buy it on DVD, it's probably the director's cut or whatever, and it's even longer, blah, 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 blah. So this guy needs to find Part 2 of Goodfellas on DVD.
Well, PK, I would say the difference in how you proceed here depends on if your motivation is seeing The Godfather Part 2 or getting your revenge.
No, I mean, come on. Look, anybody can just be like, Google Goodfellas and watch it on Netflix. No. Revenge. This guy, they got to find the thrift store where they bought this.
Okay, here's what you do. Here's my plan.
I listen.
You find your hottest friend who's over the age of 18 and also female.
Okay.
And you get her to get completely naked and put the copy of The Godfather in front of her privates and take a photo and put it up on Craigslist. Every Craigslist you can find. I'm sure there are spam bots that can do this for you. They're getting very sophisticated.
Yeah.
They can bypass CAPTCHA now, I believe.
That's exactly right.
Remember when 4chan had that flood of spam bots?
No, I don't. Because unlike you, I was never a channer.
That's disgusting that you even know that word.
Is that the word?
I think it's what...
What do you guys call it? Shamrock heads? What do you guys call it?
We don't call it anything because we're not normal folks.
If this were science fiction, I would give you tickets right now for saying normal folks.
I'm doing really well. I don't think I've sworn. Intentionally.
No, you've done very, very well.
Since I said that.
You were heading towards racism row, but you managed to pull off at the last second, even with a pass, with a precious racism hall pass.
Yeah, no, the only reason I didn't, and the only reason it got caught in the filter was because you chose to press it. If you didn't, you would have just let me roll on through, and I think I could have made it past that bridge.
Yeah. Well, better luck next time.
Anyways, like I was saying, you spam that on every Craigslist possible, and you heck. Oh, wait, is that a swear? I feel like...
No, it's in the Bible. It's not a swear.
Heck. Take that picture and put it in the misconnection section of everywhere, and you say, X years ago, I bought this DVD from you. I'm looking for my other half. If you have it, send me a message. And then you rob the fizzity yuck out of that guy when he shows up at your house. Surprise, there's no sexy 15-year-old here. It's just a sexy end of a barrel of a gun.
Okay, you know what? I wasn't counting on the fact that you were putting kiddie porn out there into the world.
Oh, wait, no, I said she was 18.
You did, but then you just said she was 15, and I'm sorry, last thought.
Okay,
maybe... First thought.
Maybe she's one of those...
Have a seat. Why don't you have a seat? Why don't you have a seat?
Well, can... I'm on this stand here. Can you at least finish your cross-examination?
No, it's just... It's so rare that I get to call you a pedo. Like, literally all day she's calling me a pedo.
I've never called you a pedo.
You've literally asked me to have... You know where I learned have a seat from you?
That's because I watched every episode of To Catch a Predator multiple times, which you won't watch with me. Because it makes you sad. Because he feels bad for the pedos because he is a pedo.
Okay. A... You just proved my point. B, I'm not... Look, if they didn't televise it, I would think it was the greatest thing in the world. But they're kind of like, ooh, yeah, let's catch these pedos. Absolutely. Oh, yeah,
what a horrible thing. Let's
catch
these pedos.
We're going to catch these pedos. Brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And Boeing. It's like... What they're doing is...
Oh, man, that makes my libertarian dick harder than diamonds.
Okay, I can absolutely tell. I just saw your dick turn into a Scrooge McDuck, the apple of Scrooge McDuck's eye. Because they're just like, we put these sick pedos away. And it's like, yeah, and you're selling commercials. Like, you're not doing it because you hate pedos. You're doing it because...
Who cares? You know they have commercials on the Olympics too, right? Do you think that's for the good of the sport and connecting North Korea to the rest of the world?
Just admit that you want to see a bunch of sickos get carried out in handcuffs. It's like, it is... Yes.
That's okay. Why everyone watches the show.
Absolutely. Well then, as long as you're admitting that you're watching, like, a modern day sideshow, like if it were the 1800s, you would also be throwing tomatoes at a midget.
At pedophiles? Yeah, I would.
There's really no way to win this one, is there?
No, you can't, because I could go all day on this show. It's America's greatest invention, and the fact that it was canceled after only 5 seasons is akin to Firefly. The Tragedy of Firefly and Freaks and Geeks. It was way before its time. It was a work of art, and I've seen every episode multiple times.
It was canceled because...
A guy killed himself.
No, that's not why it was canceled.
Oh, why was it canceled?
You think NBC is going to let one pedophile killing himself stop them from making money? No, people got tired of it. People were like, like, another guy thinks he's talking to a 15-year-old and brought over a sixer, and she's like, I'm just gonna go upstairs, and then Chris Hansen comes out, and then, like, NBC got bored of it, but, like, they couldn't just cancel it because they would've had to pay a bunch of money. They would've, like, had to pay out the rest of Chris Hansen's contract. So, a private detective found out that Chris Hansen was cheating on his wife, and they were like, Chris Hansen... We are executing a morals clause in your contract.
Hilarious. Also hilarious.
And we are canceling the show because we can't have somebody of low moral character entrapping pedophiles.
That doesn't make any darn sense, because they tried to bring it back. And they also brought Chris Hansen back, and it was not good. It was called Hansen versus Predator, and it premiered, I think, last year. I want to say last year. There's a lot of quotes.
Yes, but not on NBC.
Not on NBC.
No. Here, I'll Google it right now.
Google it right now.
That was something that Hansen tried to start on his own.
That's why it wasn't as good. Yes. Because it was very hammy.
Yes. Okay, good. As long as we agree. Yeah, exactly.
No, Hansen versus Pratt. Have you seen it? It's not good at all.
No, I haven't seen Hansen for it. Look, I'm not going to watch... I don't want to watch, like, Justice meted out by Dateline in order to get, like, 70-year-old boomer grandmas, fucking watching this over their TV dinners...
It's not just the arrests. It's the fact that it deterred so many other people from trying to prey on underage people in chat rooms.
Yes, I'm sure that
I'm sure that
pedophiles saw a TV show and were like, well, I'm no longer a pedophile then because I might get caught. Yeah, you don't think pedophiles know that they might get caught? They're pedophiles. They're crazy. They're going to keep going for it. They're pedophiles.
See, there's a discrepancy here.
I listen. Between
you and me. And it's, you think that I think that all pedophiles...
Look, Not, how about this? Can we stipulate to the fact that neither of us like pedophiles?
I don't know. You seem pretty defensive of pedophiles, did you, bro?
God damn it, no! What? I just don't think that we should be, like, televising kind of the modern day fucking gladiator fight.
Why?
It's like, a gladiator fight was this. They took two prisoners, put him in a thing, and some lions ate them apart.
And the 2018 version is a pedophile coming to rape a child.
Yes.
Gets arrested and thrown in jail. Yeah, you know what? I'm fine with that.
You know what? Here's what I think NBC should do. They should absolutely pay a bunch of money to help put pedophiles away. I think that would be great if they did that. I think the more people putting pedophiles away, the better. But I don't know why, like, Grandma Moses has to watch it on cable.
So your problem is
the last part of it. I think it's kind of disgusting that, like, we're putting the worst of humanity on display a la Smash TV.
Then, buddy, your problem is with late stage capitalism.
Yeah.
Not to catch a predator.
Yes.
Okay, we've come to a fork.
I also don't like Cops or that show Jail.
Cops is messed up.
Yeah, I don't like Cops. I don't like that show Jail. Didn't you sing the theme song to Jail once to me?
I have the theme song to Jail memorized.
Why don't you tell people the theme song to Jail?
No, look it up. It's great.
It's really funny. Very catchy. Can you please, how much money can I Venmo you to sing the theme song to Jail?
But to me, somebody getting caught with meth in their car is not exactly the same thing as someone going on the internet,
yeah,
having a whole conversation, and
agreed,
then not only
agreed, pedophiles are the worst of humanity.
Yes, they are the worst of humanity.
Yes, then I don't know, but I think that, like, televising it to fill in the block between Seinfeld and ER is gross. You know what I'm saying?
But that's not a problem with the show. That's every show on TV does that.
No, that's absolutely...
Every show on TV sells ads to stereos.
Yes, but Caroline the City is a show about a nice cartoonist and her slutty roommate and their adventures in the city. To Catch a Predator is a show that, like, that puts humanity's worst on display.
Well, what about the news? Do you have a problem with them running ads in the news?
I have a lot of problems with the news, yes. I have a lot of problems with the local news specifically, which is prurient as hell. Because people like my parents, like, come to America and they watch the news and it's like, at 6 o'clock, sicko perverts in our schools. There was a sicko there. And now my parents think that, like, outside every door and every window is like some sicko pervert. And it's like, it's not. It's just the news is trying to fucking get you to watch the news.
This is not even remotely close to what we're talking about, but let me tell you, I wholeheartedly agree with you. My mom calls me up the other day and says to me, Sriracha, do you know anybody that's doing ecstasy? That was her opening thing.
Awesome.
Hi, Sriracha. How you doing? Do you know anybody that does ecstasy?
Awesome.
I'm sitting there and I say, no, mom, I don't know anyone who does ecstasy. And she says, okay, well, if you run into anybody, you got to tell them that now they're cutting ecstasy with rat poison. And I must have been having an off day or something because I said, you need to watch less television.
Yes.
That's exactly what I told her. You need to watch less television. No, that's how the conversation ended, was me telling her, you need to watch less television. Because I tried to sit there and reason with her for a minute. I'm like, why? That doesn't even make sense. As a drug dealer, why would you put something that can kill your customers into your drugs? And now I'm sure she thinks I'm doing ecstasy because I'm sitting there defending drug dealers. But the conversation ended with, the only reason why they ran this story is because they know it would freak out boomers like you.
Yes.
I agree with you on the local news. That's not what we're talking about, though.
You know, something that we've never talked about is that we both have terrified ethnic parents.
Yes, we do.
Like, my mom and dad would not let me go for walks around the neighborhood.
Mine wouldn't let me watch poop except VeggieTales. We talked about this before.
Yeah. You weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter because it would turn you into Satanist.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. You weren't allowed to watch Star Wars because that's witchcraft.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. Which, I mean, it is. It's like they're using...
their magic.
I mean, how does the force work? Well, you commune directly with Satan. Satan makes your lightsaber go. Satan, makes my lightsaber go. All right, PK, I hope we've helped you.
Yeah, PK, I really hope we've solved your problem.
All right, so I guess the solution to this is... get your friend to take a sexy sting operation, but make sure she's 18, Unlike when Sriracha said she should be 15 because Sriracha's a pedo.
Said
moving on. Like number question. Number two.
Is a pedo.
Question two. Dear Mr. Coconose. Oh no, I don't like this. Uh-oh. This is a real question. Dear Mr. Coconose, everyone at school makes fun of me for being big, soft, and cushiony.
This is fake. I know.
Well, I assume that this guy is like trying to write it in a funny way because he opened with Dear Mr. Coconose. But I also assume this is a kid who's like, I'm overweight.
Okay, yeah.
You know.
Move on.
Everyone at school makes fun of me for being big, soft, and cushiony. My dad says my body type is genetic. I shouldn't worry about it. I told the other kids that, and now they just make fun of me more. What should I do? Sofa kid, age 12. Okay, so like clearly this is a kid who's trying to be like, I'm a sofa kid, like I'm a big cushiony this. But like this is also like an overweight kid who's getting teased by his... Sriracha's looking at me a lot as if to say, Asterios, you go first. You probably dealt with this. I was a cheerleader.
I've never... You know what? You go ahead.
Yeah, I see. Exactly. Thought you might say that. Well, all I can tell you is this. Don't... If you try and stop people from making fun of you, they will do it more. But also, if you try and, like, join in the fun and be like, yeah, I'm a big fat fatty, blah, 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 give me candy. It's like, that's also not great. Honestly, the only way to handle teasing like this is you laugh along with it a little bit, because the thing is, if you show that it doesn't bother you, like what they're looking is to bother you. Like they're looking for a reaction. And so if you don't give it to them, okay, for example, this is something I've told Sriracha a lot off mic because it's really funny, but it's like, all right, so there's this guy, we've had some disagreements. His name is Maddox, and he doesn't like being called a cuck.
I'm sorry, Mad Ducks? Like mad angry ducks?
Like a flock of mad ducks, yes.
Mad ducks.
And so he specifically said, like, I don't like the word cuck, and, you know, it's like, oh, if you give away your weakness.
I'm sorry, cuck? C-U-C-K?
The word's honestly not that. It means like jerk or fool. You know, it's like, well, why can't I call someone a fool?
Right.
So.
You see what they say about me on the internet.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know what they, actually, you know what they say about you on the internet? Someone today called you sexy rooster sauce.
That's bizarre. Thank you, whoever said that.
You know what that means, right? You know what rooster sauce is.
Thank you, Asterios. I'm not a word that I can't say on this episode.
What is that? Look, I just think you're cute is what I'm trying to say. I'm going to push us forward, though, because look.
Finish your story.
I like you. That's all I'm... Okay, moving on. I'm sorry. I got a little... You're very cute there on the couch.
I'm laying on the couch, sipping on Kinky. Who? I'm wearing my elephant pants, swapped out for sweatpants. Look them up. They're these tie... I am so happy I invented these and colonized them. These tie pants, like T-H-A-I, that they're like harem pants, except they don't look absolutely terrible.
They look cute.
Yeah, they do. They look good on everybody, and I'm wearing my Dick Show hoodie. Way more comfortable than it has any business being. I've washed this thing like 40 times, still soft.
That guy picks good. That guy's got good clothes.
This is great. I am so happy I have this sweatshirt. I honest to God wear this all the time.
Yeah, she does. All right, well anyway, moving on. Long story short, one time Kian Maganye, the famed lawyer,
Krav Maga. Krav Maga?
It's not important. It's not important. One time, Kian Maganye, the famous lawyer, the famous LA lawyer, gave me a birthday cake and I opened it and it literally said, Happy Birthday Cuck on it.
You know that's not
in actually his frosting. Name. I don't care what his... Look, I'm trying to tell a story.
Maganye.
I don't care what his fucking name... Look!
Hey, you said a swear... Oh, yeah.
I'm allowed... I don't have some weird stick up my ass about swearing. I don't think that not swearing... Look, I'll never be classy. I could speak the King's English and I'll never be classy.
I got high in a bathroom in Morristown, so I'll probably never be classy either. Yeah,
but you got high in the bathroom in Morristown with another 10. So, like, if anyone walked in there, it'd be like, oh, check out these two hot chicks getting high in the bathroom.
She was real good looking.
You're both real good looking.
Yeah.
They want to hang out with us next week. We're doing it.
Okay.
All right, moving on. If I told the guy, this cake really upsets me, that would have been... Then, for the rest of my life, I'm just getting cupcakes. Or, if I was like, ha ha ha, cuck on the cake. This is so gory. I'm the cuck. I'm the cake cuck. I'm the cuck from the cake cuck cake. Call me Asterios. I got a cupcake. That's also weird. Too hard. You know what I did? I laughed at it because it's actually funny. And then we all moved on.
Can we...
And that's kind of the only way you can deal with teasing is like, you laugh at it, and if they see it doesn't bother you, they will find another tease target.
Can we ombre all ombre for a second?
I don't know what that means.
Are you actually upset by this?
By what?
The cupcake. Because this is now the third time in the last week that you've told me that story.
It's...
You can be honest with these people.
I would absolutely love to be honest with these people. It's like a role-playing game, it's a check. It's like you open the chest, but the chest has a trap. You gotta roll higher than a 10 to beat the trap. So when someone presents you with a cake from Sweet Lady Jane's Bakery, one of the nicest bakeries in Los Angeles, and it's your birthday, so they spent like $40 on a cake for you. So that's really nice. And it's a delicious chocolate cake, which you love. But it says happy birthday cuck on it. You got to say to yourself, what do I do here? And what I'm trying to tell Sofa Kid is like, you just got to roll with it. And if you make too big a deal out of it or too small a deal out of it, you're getting cupcakes for the rest of your life, buddy.
I don't know. I think good natured. I don't know. I can very easily tell the difference between what is good natured teasing and what is not?
Well, yeah, but obviously this kid's not getting good-natured teasing.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'm talking about the cupcake.
Well, yeah, look, yeah, it's just, whatever. Yeah, I got a cupcake. Like, but the thing is, what I'm saying is, like, the way I handled it is how this kid should handle being teased in school, where it's just like, you gotta find the right frequency. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, like, you got to find a way to get on offense. You got to find a way to tease other people because teasing is contagious and it doesn't even have to be funny and it doesn't have to be good. If you can tease somebody fast enough, other people will join in.
It's just got to rhyme.
What?
Make up a mean nickname for someone that rhymes and they will never get that monkey off their back until they graduate high school.
You mean like Sweaty Betty?
Yeah.
Or Smelly Telly?
I'm trying to not dox the people I went to high school with. But yeah, y'all are just going to have to take my word for
Skinny
it.
Skinny Jimmy?
Lose weight. So if I can't, well, like, can do it.
Look, you could also do that. Wait a minute. You could also do that.
Let me shift it over. Normally, I would be mean and I would say something like, you're definitely not genetically predisposed to being overweight.
Well, you definitely did just tell a kid who wrote us about being teased to lose weight, so you're already in for a penny here. Why not go in for a pound?
No, let's, how about we, instead of going in for a pound, slowly start to cut that pound into more digestible chunks. Sofa Kid, you can do it. You can lose weight. It is possible. You are not a slave to your genetics. You need to join a sport, start exercising, just do a little bit of cardio every day. You can lose weight, you'll feel better, and you'll get all the sofa women.
Yeah, but this isn't like the obvious advice show. Asterios helps a kid. It's okay, everybody should wake up early. Everybody should wake up a half hour early and go for a quick little jog and then come home and eat exactly one egg. And then everybody should get an early start to school. It's like, well, yeah, yes. Yes, obviously everybody should
do more. Your arms hurt from stretching that far.
I'm sorry. Was the advice that you gave just to do a little bit of cardio every day?
Yes.
Yeah, No shit, everyone should do a little bit of cardio every day. It's hard.
What I'm referencing here is the fact that he went to his father and said, so for father, I'm getting teased because I'm obviously overweight. And so for father didn't say, well, screw those kids, but why don't we start going for jogs together? So for father says, nah, forget about it. It's your genetics. It's not your genetics. It's not.
It could be both.
It's not.
That's wait, what are you saying? Impossible. Look, there are endomorphs and ectomorphs. True or false?
What?
There are multiple body types. There's a type. There's a body type called an endomorph, which hangs on to fat easily. Ectomorphs shed it very easily. And then obviously there are people in the middle, normies. Like, it is entirely possible that he has a genetic structure that does hang on to calories because perhaps he had an ancestor who was starving and so they had to store a lot of fat.
If you eat fewer calories than you burn, you will lose weight.
Yes, that's true, but it's also obvious. It's like,
I don't know what in the physiology you're talking about, but I have a feeling it's not scientifically based.
Okay, great. Hey, sofa kid, eat less. Eat less bad food and exercise more. Yeah, everybody says that all the time. You gotta find a way to like emotionally connect with this kid if you want him to lose weight. You can't be like, hey, get a scale and grab a pail, fill it with sand and put it in your hand. Do some curls and then try not to hurl. Like I don't, your weird rhyme obvious diet is not gonna help a poor overweight
weird
kid.
Rhyme obvious diet.
Yes. The sriracha weird rhyme obvious diet is not going to help poor sofa kid become a well-adjusted sofa adult.
Oh, okay. You want to talk well-adjusted here? Let's take a welcome to Sriracha's psychological torture corner.
Okay.
What you need to do is you need to find another kid whose problem is much more obvious and much more easy to pick on than you. And why? Where I recommend starting is the special needs classroom.
This I agree with. You gotta get a shield. You gotta get a plus one, a bodyguard. You gotta get somebody who can be teased way more than you. And then when people start teasing them, you start teasing them too, and then when everybody goes away, you go, hey, I was just kidding there, I'm still your friend. And just psychologically torture this kind of, again, a human shield.
Correct.
Until don't you're out lose, of high school.
Don't lose weight, just create a school shooter.
I think we've really helped this kid.
I think we've really, really helped Sofa Kid.
All right, let's get to the last question. Final question. This comes from Jack, age 14. Jack writes, I just found my Spanish teacher's Twitter account. Her banner is a photo of her poorly photoshopped onto a bad meme. What do I do? That's Jack, age 14.
Wow, this story went, it took a hard right and then it took a hard left.
Yeah, I know. The first question is, what meme?
That's, I don't know how to proceed without knowing. What meme?
I know. Kind of what I'm thinking is, the obvious one is, do you ever see the meme of like, bad teacher? Like, it's like a stock photo of an Asian woman being like, did you do your homework?
Yes. When I was in college, the bookstore had that stock photo printed on some kind of lab manual or something, and I was losing my gosh darn... It's street cleaner time, everybody!
I don't know why the street... It's 1:16 in the morning, and it's time to clean the streets.
It's time to clean the road! Anyways. Yeah, that stock photo, when I was in college, there was some kind of lab manual or something printed by the school we needed to buy, and it had that stock photo on it, and every time I would pull it out, I would lose my gosh darn mind laughing, and everyone around me, who was a normal friend, had no idea. What was so funny? They just said, oh, it's a picture of a teacher. What's wrong, Sriracha? Meanwhile, I'm over here, like a dummy, making myself look like even bigger of a dummy.
How could they not know that meme? It's such a famous meme.
Very old, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, by the time you're in college, that thing's done.
I don't know.
Weird. Okay, so my guess is, it could be the Spanish teacher photoshopped onto that, being like, oh, did you forget your homework? Que lastima. You know, like, que lastima. See you in detencione. Now, ask the question that's on your mind, which is detencione a real Spanish word?
Is it?
Let's find out. Hold on. Let's Google.
Studios today very enthusiastically told me that he was ready to watch La Copa de Globos, which...
La Copa de Globos.
La Copa de Globos, which...
is the World Cup. The Globes Cup.
The Balloon Cup. Those Globos.
But you do celebrate the World Cup with balloons. I was absolutely right. I'm not kidding.
Is it detención?
It's detención. Here,
I don't know that word.
Okay, hold on.
I do know a girl that I went to college with, studied abroad in Spain, and at one point she fell. This is very funny. She fell down a flight of stairs or something in her apartment.
So far hilarious.
And she was... It was a group of Spaniards there, and they ran under her like, are you okay? Oh my God, are you all right? And she was trying to say, I'm okay, I'm just embarrassed. And she said something like, soy embarazado, which does not mean embarrassed, it means I'm pregnant.
See.
And they ended up calling the police or something.
Ay, 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 madre de Dios.
Nacho's
great. Tu amiga es... Tu amiga es en peligroso grande. You know what that means?
Well, tell me.
No, I'm not going to tell you. But look.
She's a fat idiot.
No, that would be like es tu gordita idiota.
Bienvenidos a Asturias. Mata un chico.
What does that
Soy
mean?
Sinacho.
What does that mean?
Pero bienvenidos al... Solamente podcasta que los... I don't know the word for hosts.
Okay, look.
Los hosts.
Bottom line, I think we both know what you have to do. Find a really hot Hispanic guy's picture. Find a bunch of them. Create a Twitter account. Make a bunch of tweets for a couple of weeks so it looks like there's a history there. Then try to get your Spanish teacher's nudes. True or false?
Muchos feliz para matarmos los chicos y los chicas. No discriminación.
See, oh no.
See.
Exactly. That's what you gotta do. And you know what? Create an identity for this hot Spanish guy where he's got a meme. All of a sudden, put his head on top. What's the sexiest meme that you could put yourself into? It's not that penguin. It's not the baby.
You have a very outdated concept of memes.
But this Spanish teacher clearly does too. Wait, what do you think? The Spanish teacher's using deep fried memes?
She might. We didn't get any clarification on that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm sure the Spanish teacher's got pay-pays all over the place. I'm sure the Spanish teacher's got that frog going, that's where you're wrong, kiddo.
I was going to say the first thing I thought when he said my Spanish teacher's on a meme was, okay, so you're wondering whether or not you should bring the horrifyingly racist thing your Spanish teacher put on her Twitter to the Atención de la Facultía.
Sí. De la Principal, sí. No, it's... Wow, really? This is very interesting to me. Because to me, meme just means dumb thing where, like, maybe there was a penguin where the head was going one way and the body was going the other way. But for your generation, meme just straight up means like, this is Trump pushing a minority out of a helicopter.
No, it's just, yeah, it's anything people share and put text on. My definition of a meme is it has to be either clearly a meme trying to be a meme, or it has to be a picture with words on it.
Okay.
I don't consider reaction images memes.
That's not a meme. It's a reaction image.
Yeah.
Like, every single image on the internet can't be a meme.
Correct.
Every GIF can't be a meme. Sorry, but boomers. Someone doing the Carlton, that's a meme.
Is that a meme?
Yeah.
Does it have words on it?
No.
I just consider that a funny GIF then.
Okay. But it's the Carlton, though. It's not just anybody doing a dance. About. Oh, really?
Yes.
What's Carlton's last name?
I don't know, but I can see it in my head.
Uh-huh. What does it look like?
I don't
like?
Know. Just because it's like...
Oh!
And he's dressed
I'm sorry.
Like an idiot.
I'm sorry. What's the song behind the Carlton? Can I hear it?
I don't know it.
Because the song is supposed to be, it's not unusual to have fun with anyone. When Carlton does the Carlton, he's...
It doesn't have music.
Yes, it does, because the episode of The Fresh Prince that the Carlton is from has Carlton Banks dancing to Tom Jones's It's Not Unusual.
I think it's pretty obvious that I don't know where it's from. I've just seen it as a GIF.
It's a GIF.
Whatever.
That's it for Asterios Kills a Kid.
We didn't answer the question.
Thank you. Look, yes, we did. I said, you were busy fucking trying to speak Spanish, and I told you what the solution was.
I was racking my brain for the word for podcast host. Didn't find it.
It's potito.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is. Anyway, look, thank you so much for listening to Asterios Kills a Kid. I'm your host, Asterios Kokonos. We got Sarancho over here. She's the goddamn best. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight. If you want to hear early episodes, you can go to patreon.com/Asterios. Sriracha's got an amazing podcast of her own called Pork Chatter.
We have an email now.
What is it?
It is porkchatter@protonmail.com. So make sure you triple encrypt.
So the same...
Before you hit that send button.
We got the... If you're looking to communicate with ISIS or with Sarancha, go to protonmail.com.
We don't got to go to protonmail.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right. You can go to your email client and type in protonmail.com into the to field. Anyway.
Yes, that's how email works.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. You're a spicy little meme tonight.
And if you have episode requests, we're doing that too. You can send those to asteriousispedophile@protonmail.com.
That is not... God damn it. That's going to get right. You better register that before someone else does. Look, if you want to send us a question, you go to AsteriosKillsAKid.com. We got producer Jesse. He is amazing. And he will take your questions and send them to me. Producer Zwick edits this episode and makes us sound amazing. Thank you both. And yeah, you go to AsteriosKillsAKid.com. If you want to get episodes 4 days early, you go to patreon.com/stairs. You get them early for just $1. And other than that, thank you for hanging out with us.
Plug the voicemail line.
Oh, that's a great idea. And we actually have a voicemail line now. And the phone number is 347-705-7616. That's 347-705-7616.
Thank you for voicemail. I love getting voicemails.
I want voicemails.
We've only gotten one, and it was great.
It was awesome. The voicemails go right to my phone, so I might actually pick up if you leave a voicemail. It might just be me.
That's not your phone number, is it?
No, but it's like linked to it in a way. I'm saying too much.
One time, a soccer coach accidentally put my phone number down as, I guess, the team phone number, and there was about a 48-hour period in which I was getting a nonstop stream of texts about what snack to bring for practice, and I told them all something different.
So you had like a...
Those kids had a feast.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good job.
I managed a soccer team for 48 hours.
Sriracha?
Yes.
I've never said this on a podcast before, but I love you very much.
Yes, you've definitely said that on a podcast.
No, I haven't. When?
I could imagine I could find an example.
Yeah, okay. Genuinely?
Off the top of my head, yeah. Uh-huh.
Good luck. Find it. And bring it to episode 6.
Gracias.
I'm trying to have a heartfelt ending here with you. Because I'm looking at you and I think you're cool.
¿Por qué?
Qué lástima. Pobrecita Asteriosa.
Claro que no.
Goodbye.
Kids, can't you once appreciate how I've sacrificed working, slaving, scrimping, saving pennies and living with your father? Kids, no one knows the burdens I've had to bear and in my condition. Kids, I'm a poor sick woman and does he care? Ha! Go on and kill me. That's what it's coming to. When a mother has kids like you.
Kids!
All the chicken soup that I made for you.